Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Renegade Revolution Radio. So today I am going to kind of wrap up our 5D traps. It's actually the start. I was going to try to do all the different ones that you guys have asked me about. I've gotten a lot of feedback on certain 5D traps like pendulum, muscle testing, tarot, Reiki, channeling, light language, yoga, meditation. So I thought I could knock them all out with one episode. But as you know, your girl has a lot of information on some of these 5D traps, mostly because I've fallen into many of them myself. And so I have my experiences that I can share with you. But also I've seen a lot of people that I mentor falling into certain traps. And so I like to share those stories with you in hopes that maybe it can shed light in some of these areas. So today, instead of going into all of them, I'm going to be sharing with you my experiences from the pendulum divination tool, and that's going to go into muscle testing a bit. So if you're not familiar with that, don't worry. We're going to talk about it in the episode, but these are all types of ways that we can use our body or an extension of our body, like a pendulum, to test for truth versus falsity, right? And so in the episode, I'm going to share with you some of my findings on this, some of the hiccups on this, letting you in on why this could potentially be a 5D trap, but in other ways, why it can be used for your benefit as well, right? So like I said, in a lot of these spiritual things, it's not always black and white. There are certain gray areas, and that's where I like to look so that you have all the information that you need to make your own decision on whether or not you use these tools. So if that sounds interesting to you, then let's dive right in. My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, renegades. Hey there, welcome back, renegades. So today I'm coming at you with a whole different perspective, not even on a metaphysical or transcendental level, just on a very basic 3D level. I'm standing during this podcast recording, which is the first for Renegade Revolution Radio. And I'm actually not at my normal home. I'm in a city home that I'm getting ready for a rental. It's a short-term rental. So I am in a whole different energetic. So we'll see how this goes, okay? So you'll have to let me know what you think of this episode, if I'm a little bit crazy or a little more hyper than usual, or if you're like, Sarah, this is a little too much, that you need to put Starfire back up. Y'all can let me know, okay? Let me know what you think of this. Also, I'm just giving you a heads up. I've had oral surgery for like the fourth time. This time, not so profound, right? Like the last time, if you listen to the last episode, you'll hear what I went through during my May oral surgery. So since May, I had one in June and I had one in July. So we are now three oral surgeries in. By the way, I'm going to do a whole episode on that because besides just like, it's not just about my experience with it. It's about something I feel like is a huge takeaway for a lot of people right now, because during what we're going through, there's definitely a physical component of this, right? Like when I talk to my other friends that have conscious awareness of this evolution of consciousness and this ascension that we're going through, a lot of them are like, oh my gosh, I have this physical ailment or I have this physical thing going on. Like, what's wrong? Like, why is this happening? Like, the physical is blah, blah, blah. And to me, I have a different perspective on this. And like I said, this is not what this episode's about. So I can talk about it later. But I really do think, just to give some level of comfort, And so sorry if you hear trucks in the background. I'm in the city, y'all. So you might hear helicopters, you might hear trucks, you might hear police sirens. I don't know. You might even hear a gunshot because we are in Houston. So there's that. I'm joking, but not really. But anyway, I really look at what's happening to us. Like, obviously, we're getting this upgrade in consciousness, right? So do we not think that there's got to be some level of physical upgrade as well in order for us, for the physical, the temple, to house the expanded consciousness? I don't know. I really think that there's something there. And let me not say think. I know that there is something there. So we'll talk about that on a different episode. But today, I want to close up our Matrix series. And listen, I say close it up because I had a list of things when I started this podcast that I felt were 5D traps that I really wanted to talk about, you know? And so I've done most of them, but there's a couple. And, you know, this might be a revisit too, because I might have mentioned briefly one of these on a different episode, but we didn't really get into it because I know, because I'm getting a lot of questions on like, hey, Sarah, can you talk about such and such? For example, channeling is one of the things we're going to talk about. So I want to touch base on the things that were on my original list and close up the Matrix series of 5D traps. However, I reserve the right to come back to this or revisit this in the future because, as you can see, the 5D is losing its mind. The Matrix is losing its mind. They are really trying to capture those of us that are like, that ain't for me. You know, those of us that have proper discernment and are like, nope, nope, nope. You know, I'm not falling for that. I'm not falling for that. They're constantly working very hard to find new ways to trap our consciousness, right? So if I see something that maybe I haven't mentioned on the show, I might open up the series again in the future. And then obviously, you guys send me anything that you have that you're like, Sarah, what about this thing? And I'll give you my perspective on it. Or since I already mentioned that each of us is getting our own part of the puzzle and that I am not the expert on this, if you have an opinion, I'd love to hear it. I mean, there are so many things that are potential traps right now. I'm not looking at all of them. You know, like I think somebody mentioned something to me not too long ago. I want to say it was called Body Works, but I could be totally wrong. But it had the word body in it for sure. And they said it was like a up and coming something or other in the new age community. And I honestly, I hadn't heard about it. So there might be things I haven't heard about too. And on that note, I've been talking about something that's in the works. And I'll go ahead and unleash the name here on this podcast. So you'll be, I don't know if you'll be the first to hear it because I think my email list heard it. But I am coming up with a community for all of us that are going through this ascension called the Creatrix Collective. I am so excited for this container, the sacred container where we can come in and share our pieces of the puzzle in case that helps others in the group. But honestly, the more important part of it is just a place where we can have conversations that perhaps we can't have elsewhere. Or if we were to have them elsewhere, perhaps an unconscious, you know, someone who's still on autopilot, someone who's a Matrix agent can like interfere with our rationale or where we're at, right? So instead, I want a container where we can have those kinds of conversations. And everyone else in the container is about conscious awareness. We're about sovereignty. We're about ascension. We're about this evolution of consciousness and we're committed to it, right? And so that's a whole nother level of conversations. And even if we don't have conversations, I mean, even if we're just get together and like have a dance party or something, and don't worry, it's not going to be one of those, but some days it might be. And that's okay because at least we are all in this container and we're amplifying our vibrational frequency. And that really has a ripple effect into the world. So I'm super excited to share that with you. So if it's ready while I'm recording this podcast, then you'll see it in the show notes. It'll say something like join the Creatrix Collective. So definitely tap that, join in. It's super affordable. And please never, ever, ever let price deter you from anything that I'm doing. If you ever see an offering that I provide and the pricing is an issue, please contact me, okay? Because one, I do have an abundance offering that's going to be coming out soon. It might already be out by the time this recording airs. And if that is available, tap into that, okay? Tap into that because that's really going to help you see opportunities where maybe in the past you've seen obstacles, right? Then you can call in the provisions that you need to live your life because you have the creator inside you. So you're definitely able to co-create abundance or at least provisions to do what you need to do initially, right? Abundance is your birthright, but not everyone can go straight from scarcity to abundance. And I get that. So all that aside, all of that was kind of like getting us up to date. But the topic that we're going to get into today is divination tools and also channeling. Because channeling's in there too. I really want to touch on this because I've had a lot of people reach out and they ask me about different divination tools. And I don't know that I even know all of them. But when I think of divination tools, I think of things like a pendulum, right? That if you're not familiar with a pendulum is just a weighted something, right? It could be a necklace, it could be a bracelet, or it could be a pendulum. And so you ask questions and you have a definite yes and no when you have these pendulums. And, you know, one thing, like let's say sometimes it sways, that's your yes. And then maybe circles is your no, right? And so you use that whenever you're questioning things in life that you're like, I don't know, should I do X or Y, you know? So then you ask the pendulum and the pendulum tells you one way or another, yes or no, right? That is the pendulum divination tool. We also have tarot, okay? And tarot is like tarot cards where you also, once again, go to the cards and draw a card and that is your guidance for that day. Or some people use it for like life questions. And so they'll ask the tarot cards and they'll read and interpret what the tarot cards mean to them. And that's supposed to be their guidance for what they're supposed to do, right? Another one I get asked about a lot is Reiki because I've been very vocal on social media that I'm not for Reiki. And so that's another one that we will discuss on this episode. Obviously, we're going to touch on channeling because we have to, because it's getting so crazy how many people in the New Age spiritual movement are not only channeling, but are also teaching others how to channel, encouraging channeling. And I want to really touch base on this and first define it, you know, because I mean, some people are like, oh, I'm channeling, when really they're communing with their highest aspect of self. So that's very different from channeling. So we'll talk a little bit about that in this episode as well. Light language is also another one that a lot of y'all have reached out on. So I'll touch briefly on that one. Yoga and meditation are ones that I get a lot. And so I will touch base a little bit on that as well. So let's just go ahead and dive right in, okay? So the first one that I mentioned was the pendulum, okay? And the pendulum, I feel, is just an extension of self. So I don't really feel that the pendulum is like dark per se, right? But the problem with the pendulum is that your subconscious controls the pendulum swing, okay? And like I mentioned before, the pendulum is like, you know, you ask it a question and one way is yes, one way is no. And then you determine for yourself which is yes and no, right? By testing it first. Like you say something like your name, your real name, you would say I am and your real name, and then you'll see which way it goes. And that lets you know your yes. And then you'll say I am, let's say John Doe, if your name's not John Doe, and you'll learn what is the no, right? So the only problem I see with relying solely like 100% without any kind of discernment on a pendulum is that your pendulum is run by your subconscious. And your subconscious is going to determine the real yes or no, right? Unless your conscious is really focused on one of the answers. So like, let's say you're asking a question and maybe this is something that scares you. So you don't want the tool to tell you yes, right? So your consciousness is focused on no, 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 right? You might get a no. It's a false no if that thing was actually in alignment with you, right? So you can manipulate the pendulum swing or sway or whatever, right? The pendulum signal, you could manipulate it with your own conscious awareness. And this I see happen more often, is that your subconscious manipulates it. So sometimes your subconscious, let's say if you have programming or inner child wounds or something of that nature, right? Or real scarcity within, or I'm not worthy type programming, you know, inside your subconscious, if you haven't cleared that, then what happens is, let's say like an awesome job opportunity comes along that's actually going to help propel you. Like, and that's part of your highest and greatest timeline is to step into that, whether it be like your own business or a new position at work, right? Well, on a subconscious level, if you haven't cleared the programming that limits you, what will happen is you could ask, is this job in alignment for me? And you might get a no, even though really you're supposed to get a yes, you know, because your subconscious programming is manipulating the sway. So that's the reason that usually I'm not a big proponent of the pendulum unless you've done a significant level of healing and clearing and, you know, affirmations and all the things that you do to deprogram the lack mentality, the scarcity mentality, the limited beliefs, you know, all of those things. If you haven't done some level of clear, I'm not saying that they all have to be 100% cleared, but I'm just saying there might be some manipulation with the pendulum for that very reason. right? And also, besides like the healing, it's also an ego thing. I recently had, I wouldn't say a friend, but I recently had someone mention to me that they did the pendulum for the thing we're all supposed to be. How do I say this? Okay, I have to be mindful of my words when I share this story because, you know, there is still censorship here. So, you know, the thing everybody was doing last year that you were supposed to get done in order to fly and to certain countries and stuff like that and to keep your job, right? There was somebody who recently reached out to me and told me that they asked in a meditative setting using a pendulum whether they should get that thing in their arm, you know, or not, because there was a job opportunity that they were being presented with that said that that is a requirement to have that job, right? And so this person asked the pendulum if they should get that thing in the arm or not. And the pendulum told them yes. This is what the person said, that the pendulum told them yes, that it was okay to get that thing in the arm. So this person got the thing in the arm only to find out that one, that job opportunity that they were excited about didn't really require it. They required it on paper, but once that person went in for this job, there was no one asked for proof of anything. No one even asked about it or mentioned it. So that person actually did that thing without really needing to have done that thing, right? And then number two is that person was initially 100% against that thing because that person was into organic food and eating clean and drinking clean water and not putting something into their body that they weren't sure what was in it, right? And so that person felt that they had gone against what their true conviction was. And they did, you know, and it was because believing in the pendulum, which at the end of the day is what they wanted to believe at that time because they felt like it was going to get them to where they needed to get to, only to be led astray, right? And so this is the ways that we can kind of play ourselves, you know, where we can deter ourselves from our highest and greatest or get ourselves to do things that we don't really want to do or we're not really supposed to do or it's not really aligned with us, right? So that is the danger of and relying solely on pendulums. You're actually going to start to see a theme in all of these things that I'm talking about, but I'll wait till the end to show you the theme in case you didn't catch it, but I'm sure most of you will catch it, okay? So before we move on to the next divination practice, I just wanted to drop here in case you were wanting to know a little bit more about this because I'm briefly covering some stuff that I've done extensive research on and I've actually really studied through just not only research, but also my own personal experience. But the basis behind the pendulum and why it works and why it could not work, right, is the basis of kinesiology. Right. So if you study kinesiology, it will have a lot more references that you can really look into about how the body moves, the electrical signals, muscles, all of the things that have to do with how the pendulum works as a form of our body communicating with us for what is and what isn't. And I'm a huge proponent for kinesiology and especially muscle testing, right? And muscle testing, I think a lot of people, if you haven't heard of it, it's a great way that like a lot of holistic practitioners test for, like, let's say you need certain minerals or certain supplements, right? Instead of doing the traditional route of blood work, a lot of holistic practitioners, because they know the value and the life force energy that is in blood, right? Instead of going straight to blood work, if you're not dying, right? Of course, I'm not anti, you know, blood work if you have something very, very serious. But for the majority of us, like, we just might feel kind of icky, right? And so a lot of holistic practitioners or functional medicine practitioners, what they will do is they will use muscle testing in order to find out which supplements your body needs like the most, right? And just like with everything in this world, there are some people who have studied it, who know how to properly calibrate things so that they are getting proper testing. And then there are people who are just doing it for money and they haven't really studied it that well. And so you'll go in there and they'll muscle test you and they don't know what they're doing and they'll give you something you don't need, right? So there's a lot of like gray area in this. And just like everything else, I mean, practice is what makes some of the best practitioners what they are. And so if this is something that is interesting to you, I definitely recommend Power Versus Force. And that's by Dr. David R. Hawkins. I forget his middle initial, but it's definitely David Hawkins. And let me just say, Dr. David Hawkins, he's passed now, but he was a genius in his own right. The work that he does for mapping of consciousness is beyond any words that I can explain, right? He's phenomenal. And he's an academic. Okay. The doctor is really, I think he's a psychiatrist. I'm pretty sure. Yes. Psychologists can't prescribe medicine. Psychiatrists can't. I'm pretty sure he's a psychiatrist, right? Or was a psychiatrist, but then moved into measuring consciousness. And he does a lot of work on muscle testing and calibrations, right? And so he can measure consciousness, which is so awesome. But what's great about this, and when you read his work, which like I said, is very hard to read, okay? It's academic. A girlfriend of mine just recently told me, because I recommended the book to her, and she told me that she got the audiobook, which made me laugh because let me tell you what, it's not going to be fun. Like, unless you are into academia and you've done like philosophical readings and stuff like that, where it can be extremely, extremely tedious, you're not going to find this very interesting, especially on audiobook, right? But if you can muster the patience, like it took me probably a good year to read Power Versus Force. I'm not even going to lie. And he has other books, like he has one called, I think it's The Eye of the Eye or something like that. And one's an eye, like the letter I, and one's I, like your eyes that you can see with. And I'll tell you, I'm still trying to read this book. It's probably been a good 2 years now. It's so freaking deep. And it's also so academic as well. So he was a genius. He was a genius. And he would measure consciousness like based off of different types of, and it was like calibrations, right? And it was at the basis of it, the foundation of it was in kinesiology. So if you want an expert on this that you can read more than what Sarah can share with you, definitely pick up some of his writings and you'll be pretty fascinated. But even he, when he did his calibrations, would say that there are so many minute details when you do calibrations that if you're not very careful and if you're not extremely intentional about your calibration, you could be given the wrong answer. And it's not necessarily that it's the wrong answer. It's the way that you asked it is leading. It's kind of like, it reminds me, I don't know if some of you are into like law, but you know, in the legal sense, in courtrooms, if you ever watch like courtroom debates or whatever, there's something called leading the witness. So leading the witness is when the prosecutor or the attorney, the way that they ask a question basically suggests the answer, right? So they're leading the witness into either like incriminating themselves or like feeding into whatever it is that that attorney is trying to prove, right? And so that is the best way for me to explain the calibrations when you're doing any kind of muscle testing or you're doing the pendulum. And this honestly applies to meditation as well, like because the person that I'm talking about said they were in a meditative state, right? So even if you're asking your quote unquote higher self, and I'm saying higher because these people who are getting wrong answers, right? If you're ever given advice from your higher self that goes against your morals, your values, your ethics, your convictions, right? And your reasoning for that is that, oh, well, my higher self, it said it's okay to do this thing that goes against my morals and values because it's going to help me get a better job, or it's going to help me make more money, or it's going to help me get into a house that I want, or it's going to get me the brand new car that I want, or it's going to get me this partner that I really want. Your true highest self, and I'm saying highest, right? Because we have to differentiate between higher self and highest self. The New Age tells you to commune with your higher self, right? Now, the 5D version of you is higher, right? It's higher than the 3D. But does that mean the 5D is the highest? No, it's not. For most of y'all here, it's probably 12D or higher, okay? So when I talk or when I commune or whatever, at this point now, it's like one and the same. So I don't really have to do this. But when I was doing this, you know, talking to my highest self, I would always say highest self. I started off saying higher, and then it was brought to my awareness that higher doesn't always mean highest, right? And if we're talking about living in the highest and greatest timeline, we want to really differentiate or be very clear who we're getting our information or advice from, right? So your highest version of self is never going to guide you or give you any kind of advice that goes against your morals and your convictions, especially in order to attain material wealth, right? Material anything, right? Because your highest version of self, which is spirit, this is above soul level, okay? This is the spirit level. The spirit level does not give two shits about anything in this world, right? None of the material stuff. It does not care about that. What it cares about is consciousness, okay? And preserving consciousness, expanding consciousness, connecting with the divine. That is what is of importance to the spirit, right? That's your highest and greatest timeline for all divine humans. And so your highest self is not going to ask you to inject anything into your physical that is going to have any kind of impact on you. Because here's the thing, your physical is your temple, right? So your highest aspect of self will never guide you to injecting your temple with any toxin at all, because your highest version of self knows that the way that the human body was divinely designed was that if you actually eliminate toxins, it can do its job, which is preserving life, right? It is at its prime and that's at its greatest when we can detox, right? And so that's a whole nother topic. But my point is just to say that anytime if you're doing any kind of meditation or pendulum or anything like that, and you're asking it a question, this is, goes back to what I was mentioning about leading the witness, right? When you're asking questions, if you're asking leading questions, you could possibly get an answer that also leads you astray. You know what I mean? Like if you ask a question that suggests an answer over another, like if I were to have asked, like in this case that I'm talking about with this person, if their question, I don't know their question, I don't know how they worded it, right? But if their question was, should I get X, Y, and Z, right? The jibby jab, should I get this in order to make more money and be more happy and live more abundant? You might get an answer that says yes. You know what I mean? Because it's the way that you're asking the question, right? So as opposed to if you were to ask a question saying, is it in my highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of all creation for me to inject something that's toxin in my body in order to get this job? If you ask in that fashion, you'll probably get a more accurate answer than if you ask in a leading way to get the answer that you really want because you want the material things. And so that's why I mentioned that sometimes when ego is in the way or when certain programming is in the way, when you're asking for guidance on these major life decisions, you might not be getting the answer that's in your highest and greatest good. So on that note, just so that this episode doesn't go on too long, and also because I feel like that's enough on this topic so that you have some time to like process it, think about it, discern for yourself what you feel about this episode, I'll end it here. So just to recap though, I'm not saying that pendulums are team dark side. I'm not saying that it's for sure a 5D trap. But what I am saying is things of this nature that are based on kinesiology, whether it's the pendulum, whether it's the body sway test, which I didn't mention this one, but this is exactly the same as muscle testing, right? Whether you're using, if you're using your body, you want to, number one, ensure that you've done some kind of base level work on yourself, right? To clear unconscious programming, subconscious programming. So that way your calibration will be more accurate, right? When you do these things, you'll get a more accurate response. The chances are higher for getting a more accurate response. So you want to do some level of healing trauma or something of that nature, shadow work. So that's number one. And then number two, you also want to make sure you're a clear vessel. Like anytime that you're using the physical for answers, right? You want to make sure you're a clear vessel. So somebody who might be on, you know, drugs might not get the most accurate answer as someone who is clear-headed and not under the influence of anything, right? And then you also want to make sure that you're in a good state when you do it. So whether your vessel is clear or not, you want to make sure, like if you're angry and you ask it a question, that emotion might take over, right? And then you might not get the best accurate answer. So you want to make sure that you're in like the highest state if you're able to. And if not, maybe that's not the time to ask, right? Like if you're desperate, I think in the story that I shared with you, the person might have been in a scarcity mindset where they wanted money. So anytime that you ask a question, and if you are attached to the result, or if you're attached to the outcome, you are subconsciously programming the pendulum or your body to give you the answer that you want because you have an attachment or a desire for a certain outcome. And this is why I am very skeptical on saying, yes, pendulum works in every case, because the truth is it doesn't. It really relies on the integrity of the person who's asking it. And integrity is not something as an insult saying someone is out of integrity. But the truth is that when you're attached to a certain result, then your integrity is compromised. And so when you're asking a question, you are manipulating the energy of the response, right? And so then your calibration is off because you're probably going to get a response that might not be in alignment with your highest and greatest. So I was going to go into the next 5-day trap, but I'm not going to. I'm going to cut it off here. And what I was going to say about the theme that you'll see with all of these 5-day traps, I'll go ahead and drop it here, is that all of the 5-D traps that I'm going to do in this next few series, right? You're going to see that what they're asking you to do is to take your power from something internal to something external, right? And so anytime that you do that, anytime that you go from within to without, right? Going from your internal world to your external world, there is a potential, there is a possibility of corruption, right? Because internal is where you have control and where you are able to get rid of like pollutants and get rid of things that could corrupt your discernment. The work is done within, right? And anytime that you bring that from inside of you to anything outside of you, there is the potential of corruption, to manipulation, to the things that happen when you rely on the external world for guidance, right? And so that's what some of these practices, some of these 5D traps are asking you to do. And so it really is up to you. Are you willing to take that chance or not? You know, so that is 100% up to you. But you know where I stand as a sovereignty mentor, as someone in the sovereignty space, you know where I stand when it comes to these kinds of things, right? So I hope this episode has been helpful. And please let me know, like, if you've used the pendulum, if you found some things helpful, if you found like, oh, these are definitely not helpful. You know, I always love to hear your feedback. You can always email me. Yeah, I love to hear what you have to say. So thanks again for tuning in. And let's continue having these conversations that help elevate the intelligent consciousness on this planet. And until next time, reflect, radiate, and revolutionize, renegades. Hey, Renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.